The Borderland gets a national close-up this week as an inspiring new film rolls out to cinemas around the country. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The new movie, Walking with Herb, was shot in and around Las Cruces, New Mexico. It stars Edward James Olmos, George Lopez, and Kathleen Quinlan, and was directed and produced by Ross Marks. And I'm happy to have Ross Marks back on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. So good to be with you again.
Good to see you via Zoom.
Yes.
Soon we'll be in person, hopefully. You know, it's no easy feat getting a multi-million-dollar film to completion in the best of times, and certainly this last year was not the best of times. So congratulations getting your latest film out and into the world.
Thank you. It was a challenge, but I believe in movies need to be seen in the movie theater, and we found a way to get it into theaters.
Just in time for reopening. Yes. Just last week, I know you had a special nationwide Fathom event for 3 days where the film was in theaters. And before we get into the making of it, just set us all up with a quick synopsis of the story and the characters.
Sure. Walking with Herb is about a Las Cruces banker named Joe Amapleamo, played by Edward James Olmos, and his granddaughter, four-year-old granddaughter and son-in-law have died very suddenly and tragically. And as a result of that tragedy, he says, if God exists, I don't want a relationship with God. I no longer believe in God. I am not a believer. God and I are finished. Then one day God himself actually contacts him and says, I have a mission for you. I want you to win the biggest, richest golf tournament in history and spread the word about me, God. And he says, I'm 70 years old. That's impossible. How can I win this big golf tournament? So God sends his personal messenger, an angel named Herb, played by George Lopez. And Herb teaches Joe how to play golf at the highest level, how to live life at the highest level, and to regain his faith and trust and believe in God.
So be careful what you wish for, right?
Exactly. So it's a faith-based golf movie. I think we've created a new genre.
I've looked at several clips, and I have to say, seeing Edward James Olmos and George Lopez together, the chemistry is quite phenomenal between these two.
Yes, yeah.
And I can't wait to see the film on the big screen now that it's rolling out to theaters. We should mention, too, that the film was written by your father-in-law, the award-winning playwright and screenwriter Mark Medoff, who unfortunately passed away in 2019.
Yes.
How did your collaboration with him and the story in this film gestate between the two of you?
Well, Mark took me under his wing when I was 20 years old. I was at UCLA and I wanted to be an actor. And he said, come to Las Cruces and study with me at New Mexico State. And at the end of 2 years, I'll tell you if you have any talent as an actor or if you should go work for your father. And at the end of 2 years, he said, you're a good actor. I think you can make a living, but I think you'd be a great film director. And that was Mark's insight into my abilities and talents. And he turned me into a film director. And Mark went from being a mentor at that point to a partner. And he and I worked together for nearly 30 years and did 5 films. This is our fifth film. And so with this one, I knew, actually, Charles, you play a part in this film. Because what happened was I was coming down to El Paso to talk to you about a film I had done called The Heart Outright, and a small independent film. And I was driving down to El Paso and I was fiddling with the radio station and I was listening to Howard Stern, and Howard was being negative and nasty and angry. And I said, I don't want to listen to this. I want something a little more uplifting and inspirational. So I found Joel Osteen. And Joel Osteen was preaching this message of hope and of faith and of positivity and an inspirational message. And I said, that's the type of movie I need to be making. I need to be making an uplifting, inspirational film. And I remembered that my friend Joe Bullock had written this novel, Walking with Herb, that was a faith-based inspirational book. And I contacted Joe and I'd like the book. I said, what do you think about turning this into a movie? And Joe said, I'd love to do that. Thank you. So I went and did an adaptation. I converted from a book to a screenplay, showed it to Mark, like I do everything and have for the past 30 years. Mark is was an atheist, and I didn't think he'd respond to the material, but at least give me good notes on the screenplay and how to make it better. Mark called me. He said, "I love this. You're fired. I'm the screenwriter. I'm taking over." So Mark took over the screenwriting and sequestered himself for about 3 months and just worked on the screenplay night and day. He fell in love with the story and the characters. And Mark ended up being the screenwriter. And of course, my partner, Rio Road Productions, Rio Road Entertainment is one of the companies that produced it. And Mark's my partner in that. Now Mark's wife, Stephanie, is my partner. But Mark, took over the screenwriter because he loved the story so much. And I think what appealed to Mark, because again, Mark was an atheist, was the possibility that God would reach out to somebody who is struggling with their faith. Mm-hmm. And I think at a certain level, Mark wanted Herb to come into his own life. So he was able to create that on the page and live through the characters, and discover, I think, for himself, some faith and hope, which was really nice, because at the end, and sadly Mark never got to see the film, the finished film, but was there during some of the post-production. I think the film brought him some faith and hope, and brought him to a place that he wouldn't have gotten to had we not made the movie.
Fascinating. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's a lot of great insight into the making of the film and its spiritual dimension, which I guess we should talk about, because it's a perfect segue that we don't often see productions make it to theaters where spirituality is front and center and core to the story. And I've watched over the last few decades as, you know, there's sort of a parallel cinema that caters to people who are seeking these kinds of stories on film. And I'm wondering, going out with this, you're using all the normal promotional channels, theatrical chains and all, but have you also come to find there's an underground for promoting these films, and that there's not just an interest, but a craving for films like this?
I think especially right now, coming out of where we've all been, coming out of the pandemic, I think this is a even though it was supposed to come out a year ago, in 2020, and because of the pandemic, it couldn't be released in theaters. I think people need something uplifting and inspirational. I think people need a film that says, even though you've gone through a dark chapter, you've had some real struggles and challenges, and you may be questioning, a higher power, have faith, have hope, and things will work out. And, you know, again, the film had a limited release last week, and we had a world premiere in Las Cruces. And I've heard from just dozens and dozens of people saying that they've left the theater feeling so much better than when they went into the theater. And Mark, my mentor and partner, the late Mark Medoff, told me when I was a young director, if you touch one person with your project, then you've succeeded. And certainly that's been the case with this film. I've just heard from dozens and dozens of people how this film has really inspired them and enlightened them.
Seeing the Herb character in the clips, played by George Lopez, as this angel that's come down to, I guess, shepherd Edward James Olmos' character through the film, it immediately recalled to me so many other screen angels, you know, all the way back to Jimmy Stewart and yeah. It's a Wonderful Life and The Bishop's Wife with Cary Grant, and then later remade with Denzel Washington. Leave It to Heaven. I mean, there's just so many.
The Michael Landon series, Oh God, of course, with right. George Burns.
I'm wondering, as you were prepping to direct the film or conceptualize the film, were you also thinking back to some of that lineage? Hollywood has had over the many decades a number of fine films that have not only a spiritual dimension, but this an archetypal character like an angel that's paired up with someone down on their luck and moving through the story together with them.
You know, Mark and I talked quite a bit. We both were fans of the Oh God movies with George Burns. And one of the appealing things about that film was that it wasn't heavy-handed in terms of its kind of religious dogma. And the idea when you left the theater after seeing a film like Oh God was God would appear to anybody. He could appear to a Jew, to a Christian, to a Catholic, to a Black, to anybody. God is there for all of us. And so we really... You know, Mark and I talked about Walking with Her being a faith-based film for all faiths. So we really didn't want to be exclusionary to any one race, creed, or religion, because, you know, we believe, and I believe, you know, and the message of the film very much is that God is there for all of us. And if we listen, I think God, you know, when we were making the movie, I was very blessed in my life. I've had two great mentors, Mark Medoff and the late Gary Marshall. And Gary was a wonderful mentor to me and like a herb and guided me. And Mark was like a herb to me and guided me. So I think we all have had herbs in our life that God sends our way to help us and to lift us up. We just need to listen to them and pay attention.
Well, I'm guessing you're a herb to a lot of people in Las Cruces in the film community too. You know, that's how works. That's how it works, right? You pay it forward, and many have paid it forward with you, and you're doing the same. And along those lines, I got to thinking back over our past conversations and some of your films. You know, you really are the only person in the region I can think of who is consistently developing and completing indie films, but with large budgets for the area in the multi-million dollar range. And I feel like you are, in a way, an evangelist for what can happen in southern New Mexico, and we'll take West Texas too.
Yes, absolutely. You're part of it. We're the same region.
But, you know, you're every time you make one of these films, I'm imagining that you are helping broaden and build the film industry capabilities there, and the staffing and the crew and everything that goes around needing to make a movie. Do you see that reaching a point now where there's enough of those resources that the industry is ready to take off in southern New Mexico?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm a professor at New Mexico State University, where I teach film and really do spend the bulk of my days when I'm not making a movie inspiring and exciting and educating the filmmakers of tomorrow. And then, of course, I run the Las Cruces International Film Festival, where we celebrate independent film. So, you know, I try to do one of my goals and missions is to grow the film industry in this region any way I can. I found the very best way I can do that is by making films, by bringing Edward James Olmos and George Lopez and Kathleen Quinlan and Billy Boyd and Christopher McDonald, you know, bringing them to Las Cruces and showing them what a great, you know, city we have, what a supportive community we have, what a gracious community, what a hardworking community. And one of the reviews of Herb said the film takes place in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I've never been there, but after seeing this film, I'm going to go visit. So to me, that was a mark and job well done. That was one of the goals, certainly, of the film. I'm producing a couple of films for former students of mine to help them. But it does, when you make a film like Herb, and it's not just shot in Las Cruces, it's Las Cruces for Las Cruces. A lot of times people come to town and they're supposed to be Nevada or California. You know, it's important that our films that we say, yes, we are Las Cruces. And yes, this takes place in Las Cruces. And Mark devoted his career to doing that. So really it's an extension of what he started. He's passed the baton to me and said, hey, it's important to me that this town and this city be rich in the arts. And Mark was, you know, obviously very successful in theater. And so I am trying to do the same thing with film. I've got a couple other projects that are you know, heating up that I plan to shoot in Las Cruces and support, you know, the community and celebrate the community on the big screen, just like we did with Herb.
And our listeners can see that community on the big screen now in theaters. I believe in El Paso it's playing at Cinemark Tinseltown and at Premier Bassett. I know it's playing up in Las Cruces. So thank you again, Ross, for taking time out of your busy schedule. Congratulations on your latest film and its national rollout. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Thanks, Charles. Good to see you.
I've been discussing the new film, Walking with Herb, with the film's director, Ross Marks, from a screenplay by the late Mark Medoff. Walking with Herb stars Edward James Olmos, George Lopez, and Kathleen Quinlan, and was made entirely in Las Cruces. The film began rolling out to theaters this past week, and you can check for area screenings online at walkingwithherbmovie.com. Thanks to KTEP staff for editing today's program. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.